Back when he helped design the Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner's Office, Joe Davis was kind of a hero among pathologists.
Quite a legend, who actually was the medical examiner for the county for almost 40 years.
Darren Cabrera is director of operations. He's taking us on a tour of the morgue.
He worked closely with the architects. He had a heavy hand in how it was designed.
Davis presided over some turbulent times in South Florida, including the bloody reign of Miami's cocaine cowboys. At the time, the county was breaking records for homicides. So when he opened the new ME's office in 1988, Davis was thinking about running an efficient morgue, not climate change. And he also wanted a place for grieving loved ones.
Unfortunately, most people come visit us on really the worst days of their lives.
In the lobby, a skylight washes the room in muted sunshine. Love seats are arranged for hushed conversations and hugs. There's a painting of a cypress swamp and a potted bird of paradise.
The color tones strictly by his mandate.
Green and soft beige.
So that it looked as cozy and as natural as it possibly could be.
But when you walk through the complex, you can't help but notice just how inefficient it is energy-wise. The three buildings are connected by outdoor walkways and stairs, so doors are always opening and closing, letting in the steamy Miami heat. Inside, it's the opposite. The air is cranked.
Are you guys okay seeing bodies amidst autopsy? I'll warn you now. You're okay?
Inside, doctors are working on the body of a bearded man.
We like to keep it somewhere around high 50s, low 60s. Everyone's first thought is that's because bodies need to be cold. That's what I see on TV.
But it's not the bodies that need to stay cold. It's doctors who wear heavy protective gear during autopsies that can take hours.
If we can keep them at a temperature where they're not sweating, that's a lot easier for them to work.
Around the corner are four coolers for bodies, plus more in the hazardous material building.
We have cooler space for, if we ever needed it, about 450 bodies. So I'll show you one of our coolers here. Let me get it open. And it is absolutely vital that our coolers stay at 40 degrees.
There's also all kinds of equipment, computers and gas chromatographs, hood vents and x-ray machines, and they all consume huge amounts of energy. So when the county decided to tackle carbon pollution from inefficient buildings, the morgue was a clear, although not necessarily easy, candidate.
When you do a project like this, you really need to know your building so that you make sure that what you are implementing is really what is needed.
Patricia Gomez is the county's sustainability program manager. She helped oversee the changes at the morgue to cut the carbon pollution. That included automating the air conditioning for all the different temperature needs, better sealing windows and doors, replacing the boiler and retrofitting plumbing, and putting in LED lights.
It took a while to get used to, though, I have to admit. It was weird for the first couple days. Like, why is everything so bluey-greeny? And then you're like, oh, okay.
Across the country, inefficient buildings generate about a third of all the carbon pollution in the world, and local governments are trying to do something about it. New York City passed laws this spring requiring large buildings to cut emissions by 80% within 30 years. Chicago, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and dozens of other cities are switching to all renewable energy in just over a decade. Miami-Dade County is taking a voluntary approach. It's identified 12,000 large buildings that make up almost half the county's total square footage. The county hopes to persuade building owners to make these changes, too.
Information drives a lot of this.
Jim Murley is the county's resiliency chief.
Just like it does for consumers. When they buy a car, they're comparing. And once that becomes a practice, then it's in the best interest of the owners of the buildings to be able to market their building versus other buildings.
Besides the morgue, the county has also retrofitted several other buildings, including the courthouse and government center. County leaders say saving so much energy could also save a lot of money, as high as $7 billion if they can persuade private building owners to follow the county's lead. In terms of carbon, the cuts they've made so far amount to taking 1,100 cars off roads every year. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.